He could have been off mourning by himself. He could have been off at a bar getting drunk. He could have been wandering the streets, senseless and confused. John doesn't tell us. All that matters to John is that Thomas was not there. And of course, by not being there, he missed the appearance of Jesus. By absenting himself from his community, he missed the opportunity to experience the presence of the risen Christ. It is hard for me to stress how important this notion of community is to Jesus and to John and the church. But I'll try. Think about how Jesus did his ministry. He wasn't alone. He always had those 12 disciples with him. And they weren't exactly the easiest people to be with. And no one's going to claim that they were short stools in a box. But Jesus felt it was important to show people what it was like to live a life in community. And he knew the people in their lives. They're not perfect, but they're the people you love and you always support. After Jesus was crucified and after being risen, have you noticed the pattern to how he comes back to see people? There are always groups. Whether it's just a couple of people on the road to Emmaus, or a large group of believers from around the world that we read about in Acts, Jesus is always coming back to some form of community. That is the basis in which we live our Christian lives. That is what Jesus wants us to do. Thomas missed out on that, and that's why that is lifted up. Now, this message about the importance of the Christian community is one that we need to hear today more than ever. In the 21st century, we've developed some very odd notions of what communities are. They're gated. They're virtual. They're merely people gathered together around a professional interest or expertise. This country, this society was built on the notion of community. You may remember Alexis de Tocqueville wrote Democracy in America in the early 19th century, and what so impressed him was how Americans of all kinds got together and formed voluntary associations to do things to improve their society, and that included the church. But fast forward 200 years, and you have Professor Robert Putnam writing a book called Bowling Alone. Bowling, Professor Putnam discovered, remains as popular as it has ever been. But that quintessential form of bowling, the bowling league, has atrophied. Participation has declined. People are instead going to bowling alleys where they bowl by themselves. That's representative of what's been going on in our society as we've allowed ourselves to be atomized and drawn apart. We need our communities. We need our churches. And we have to work hard to make that happen. Because there's so many forces, societal, professional, that are trying to pull us apart. It can happen, though. And it can happen in truly miraculous ways. I suspect everybody here is familiar with horrible events that took place in Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, last October, when a young mother, Kimberly Pace, was wantonly murdered in her home. And the killers tried to murder her daughter, too, but fortunately she survived. It was a